Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Classic Electros India Limited H1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Equirus Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Ruchika Shah from Equirus Advisors Private Limited. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you and good afternoon to everyone. Welcome to the H1 FY26 earnings call of Classic Electrodes Limited. From the management team, we have with us Mr. Nitesh Agarwal, Director, and Mr. Neeraj Jindal, Independent Director. Before we begin, I would like to mention a brief disclaimer. This conference call may include certain forward-looking statements which are based on the current views and expectations of the company. A detailed disclaimer is available in the investors' presentation that has been uploaded to the stock exchange. With that, I now hand over the call to Mr. Nitesh Agarwal for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is my pleasure to welcome all of you to Classic Electros India Limited earnings conference call for the first half of FY26. This call is particularly meaningful for us as it comes after a successful IPO and listing on the NSE Emerge platform on 1st September 2025, a milestone that marks the beginning of a new phase of growth for our company. Before discussing the financial performance, I'd like to take a moment to introduce Classic Electros. Founded in 1997, Classic Electrodes is a prominent Indian manufacturer of welding consumables, including a comprehensive portfolio of electrodes and MIG wires. Over the years, we have established ourselves as a trusted supplier within India's fabrication, engineering, and infrastructure ecosystem. Our company is ISO 9001 certified, holds multiple BIS licenses, and has approvals from prestigious organizations such as RDSO, IBR, IRS, Lloyd, etc., reinforcing our commitment to quality and compliance. Our product range is one of the broadest in the domestic welding industry and includes general-purpose electrodes, low-alloy and low-hydrogen electrodes, stainless steel electrodes, hard-facing electrodes, cast iron and low-gear input electrodes, cutting and gouging electrodes, mild steel and stainless steel MIG wires. We operate two manufacturing units. Unit 1 is in Howrah, West Bengal, producing both electrodes and MIG wires with installed capacities of 10,600 metric ton and 5,000 metric ton respectively. Unit 2 is in Jhajjar, Haryana, dedicated exclusively for MIG wire production with an installed capacity of 3,600 metric ton. In addition to manufacturing, we also operate a strategic trading division primarily dealing in wire rods, which are also our key raw material, along with some opportunistic trading in other materials. We cater to a diverse mix of large and SME clients, with most sales done directly and supported by selected distributors. We operate without long-term contracts. Most orders include provisions, allowing us to pass through raw material price fluctuations, which helps safeguard margins. The first half of the year delivered stable and encouraging results for Classic Electrodes in comparison to the corresponding period of FY25. Total revenue grew 16.4% to 123.03 crores. Profit before tax increased 11.7% to 8.46 crores. Profit after tax grew 5.9% to 6.48 crores. And EPS stood at Rs. 3.61. Growth was supported by resilient demand for electrodes and MIG wires, along with steady performance from our trading business. Operationally, we achieved a major milestone with the successful commercial launch of FluxCode wire, a strategic product addition expected to strengthen our portfolio mix, improve margins, and deepen our presence in the welding consumables market. During the period, we also outlined a growth plan focused on debottlenecking and automation initiatives at Unit 1, supported by 1.5 crores from the IPO proceeds. These updates are designed to enhance overall efficiency, improved output, and enable higher capacity utilization across key product lines. As we look to the second half of FY26 and beyond, our strategic priorities include enhancing capacity utilization through operational improvements and automation, strengthening our presence in MIG wires and expanding the recently launched Fluxcode wire line, driving efficiency in manufacturing and optimizing working capital, deepening customer engagement by diversifying the revenue base, leveraging our strengthened balance sheet post-IPO to support long-term growth initiatives. With a wide product portfolio, strong manufacturing capability, established quality certifications, and clear expansion plans, Classic Electrodes is well positioned to continue on a stable and sustainable growth trajectory. Before I conclude, I want to express my sincere appreciation to our employees, customers, suppliers, and partners for their continued support. I also extend heartfelt thanks to our shareholders for the confidence they have placed in our vision. The successful listing and our steady H1 performance mark the beginning of an exciting new chapter for Classic Electrodes. Thank you once again for joining us today. We'll now be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Archit Agrawal from StepTrade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, you are audible. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. My question is with regards to the growth in the result. So as I can see, the year-on-year growth at the top line is almost 15%, and the EBITDA growth is 6%, and net profit growth is 6%. So can you give the reason for this sustained growth?
Hello. Am I audible? This is Neeraj here.
Yes, sir. You are audible.
Yeah. Your question is regarding, you know, the first half year performance, you know, how it has improved from, you know, last year. Is it? Am I right?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to understand, like, what will be the growth in the future, like your guidance.
In the future, as Nitesh just spoke about, like, you know, we have recently, you know, started with the commercial production of Fluxcore wire. So that is, you know, going to, you know, improve, like, you know, our in terms of revenue as well as, you know, in terms of margins. So that will be one important element, you know, which will contribute to the growth. Apart from, you know, the BAU. As far as your electrodes, MIG wire, and, you know, our trading business goes.
Okay. And can you give the segment-wise bifurcation, like how much is from the trading and how much revenue is coming from the manufacturing for this?
If I talk about last year, you know, the manufacturing contribution was approximately 66 to 67%, and trading was 32 to 33 odd percent. However, in the first half of the year, the trading has dropped to a less, I think, close to 30%. So the manufacturing business is improving vis-a-vis, you know, the trading.
In the first half, you just said 30% from trading.
Right.
So, it's almost similar like last year?
See, similar in the sense there is an improvement, and we presume that the trading, the manufacturing turnover will grow from here, and this is what, you know, our expectations are. Given, you know, the flux core wire, also the manufacturing, you know, the flux core wire being introduced, so the trading turnover will definitely, like, you know, in terms of percentage, it will drop.
Okay. And can we expect like increase in the margins in the coming year?
That is, you know, if looking at the first half year results, yes. So we are expecting the margins to improve in the coming years.
Okay. So it is because of plus for buyer.
It's a flux core wire definitely is, you know, is going to contribute, but, you know, our MIG wire segment also will improve. That will also, you know, this will contribute to the growth.
Okay, and how much revenue we can expect from this flux core wire?
The, in 100% capacity, it should contribute between 25 to 30 crores.
25 to?
With the current, 30 crores, with the current capacity.
Okay. And what is the current capacity? And what is the utilization rate?
It's 150 tons per month.
Okay. And utilization rate?
Utilization, you know, will improve because we have recently started. So, with, you know, time, you know, this is going to improve. Currently, you know, it should be at, you know, I think 15-20% odd. So, but with time, you know, means that is going to improve.
What are your expectations for the guidance for FY 26-27?
Growth-wise, FY 27, we are expecting, you know, to close maybe at, you know, 20% growth over and above, you know, 26.
Okay.
Minimum.
And what?
So it should be more also.
And how much we are closing in FY 26?
See, FY 26, we are projecting, you know, somewhere, you know, means between 260 to 275. Let's see, you know, how, because your, you know, the generally, like, you know, the first half and the second half, we always see it has been, you know, 60, 40, 60, 45, 55 kind. So we, in the similar lines, you know, because of flux core wire as well as, like, you know, your manufacturing also growing, business growing. So we are expecting somewhere to close between, you know, 260 to 275 CR. Yes, that is what expectation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, okay, thank you. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Noel Shah from Sasol Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So, is that audible, sir? Hello? Hello?
Yes,
yeah,
sir,
you're audible.
Please go ahead.
Audible, audible. So, my first question is regarding the current capacity utilization electrodes and the new flux coil wire line and also your MIG wires. Hello.
Our current, you know, capacity utilization is 75-odd%. 70 to 75%.
70 to 75. Okay.
Yeah.
And okay, so you have reached 75%. So is there any plan for any capacity expansion in this beyond your current facility, like setting up a new manufacturing facility in the coming financial year, like financial year 26-27?
No, we have, you know, recently, you know, upgraded our, see, when we talk about, like, you know, the capacity, so we have upgraded our drawing line. So we can draw, you know, means more, you know, in terms of, suppose earlier we could draw, say, 100 tons of wire. So now we can draw, you know, maybe say 120 tons of wire. So our capacity has improved. So I am talking about the existing capacity. I am talking about the existing capacity. So in the existing capacity, we are at, you know, 70-75. But with the recent improvement, so obviously, you know, the capacity has improved.
Understood. So now another question which I want to know is that, are you exploring the export markets is being explored, especially for the flux coil wire and the MIG wire? And also, what's the current order book as on this October 31st?
See, currently, you know, our order book, we have, you know, running orders because we have a distribution, you know, means we sell through, you know, we sell, you know, on B2B as well as B2C. So as far as order goes, you know, we always have running orders. And apart from that, you know, when we talk about, say, B2C, so there, you know, we have orders. We are having orders of close to 15-odd crores.
Okay, 15-odd crores.
Yeah. Apart from, like, you know, our running orders, which ranges, like, you know, means from almost, say, 15-20 crores.
Okay, understood.
Mm.
So, how much time does it take to execute this type of order, 15 crore order? Does it take 1 month or?
See, depending upon what size and your complexity of the product, so it ranges from, you know, means 15 days to 1 month, at times in 1.5 months also.
Okay, understood. So,
Mm. There
was another question in that. So export market is being explored right now to UAE or to Africa?
Export markets, we have till now we have not concentrated too much, you know, means in the export market. But yes, we have that, you know, in the pipeline, and we are, you know, attending some exhibitions also. So we intend to, you know, means export, like, you know, to these markets, the neighboring, you know, countries.
Neighboring countries. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and the last question what I have is that, how much of the IPO funds have been utilized till date?
Till date, we have utilized close to approximately 60 to 65%.
Okay, understood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. And thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, a reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So firstly, you know, can you give your product-wise or segment-wise margins, EBITDA margins, what do you make on each, you know, kind of category you work in?
Segment-wise?
Or the product category-wise, the kind of products you sell, make and sell, so margins you make on each, for example, flux core and then your MIG wires and then electrodes?
See, I think Nitesh, you take this question, you know, as far as the margins goes.
Sure, I take this question. Hi, good afternoon. Regarding the different products we have, electrodes, MIG wires, plus code, and then we have stainless steel MIG wires also. So the margins for electrodes range between 8 to 10%, and for MIG wires we have to do special grades, which very few companies are doing in India. So the general MIG wires gives around 10%, and the specialized gives around 18 to 22% EBITDA margin. And for flux code wire, we are expecting around 20 to 25%.
Okay, so what portion of your revenue ahead you think will become flux wire, which is a high margin product? Will it scale up immediately to a considerable value, or it will take some time?
I'm sorry, I can't hear your question properly, sir.
So the flux wire, which you said is 20 to 25% of EBITDA margins, correct?
That's correct, sir.
So will this immediately scale up? And be a considerable portion of your total revenue because it's high margin, and is that where your focus lies to increase the overall company margins?
Yes, sir. We are focusing on that. That's why. So it's involved. It started, the commercial production started in the end of September, and we are slowly and gradually putting up to efficiency. So we are expecting that a good portion of that should come at the end of FY26, and we expect a good growth in the FY27 for plus code wire.
So, when you mentioned the order book, right, you said you sell to B2B, B2C. You said running orders of 15 to 20 crores. And apart from that, you mentioned some other 15 crore order. Is that for flux wire?
No. Those all are for our existing products, MIG wires and electrodes. Flux code wire, the orders are yet to be started because some approvals, etc. has to be done. So in a couple of months, that will be in line too.
Okay. And what led to a drop in EBITDA margins in H1? So I think in H2 of last year, you did 11% EBITDA, and now it's 9%.
So the thing is, in H1, H2, if you compare, we do better in H2. The market tends grows better in H2 because in H1 due to monsoon, those two to three months we don't do effective market that time. Like the market doesn't support in the monsoon season, but from your November to March, that is the full period where there are less festivals and there's no monsoon. So that time we tend to pick up the market. So if you compare every year H1, H2, H2 is better than H1. So you're comparing our H1 results from the previous H2. So that's why you're seeing the difference. But if you compare our H1 with previous H1 results, you will see an improvement.
Okay. So based that, with this sort of, like you said, 260 to 275 crores of top line, right?
That's right.
Do you think you can end with this year?
We are expecting, because for the H1, we are close to 123, and this is generally our 40%. We expect that H1 is 40 and H2 is 60. That is what the trend is going on for the past 2 years. So seeing that, it looks like we are on the right track, and more revenue is supposed to come from flux code. So we haven't added that in the H1. So we are expecting a growth there also.
But your margins will be double digit, right, to end the year with?
Sorry?
So your margins for FY26 will be in double digit, right?
It won't be double, sir. It will increase, of course, because the portion of...
Double digit, I'm saying. Double digit margins, yeah. You can end.
For EBITDA, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And you said you are also, taking part in, I think, for export, you're taking part in what, seminars and other...
Exhibition. So there are exhibitions. Different parts of the world. So we are looking
for what kind of market there exists for this export market, like, and are the margins better there?
So we do hope. Earlier it was, but currently the international markets are not performing well as compared to Indian market. So right now our full focus is for Indian market, but yes, eventually the international markets will go up. So it's better to start our focus on that area as well. So we are planning to attend another exhibition in the month of January. That is in Dubai. So we'll keep up the contact, etc. So that when the market is good, we can we have contact and we can easily enter into the same.
So let's say for you to grow at a 20% growth rate of 15-20% year, the domestic market is more than enough?
Currently, it is enough, sir, because right now, if you see the Indian market, so we are approximately manufacturing about crude steel of around 140-150 million tons, and the projected growth for Indian markets is around 300 million tons, which is just double in the coming years by end of 2030-32. That is what the Indian government has said, and that is what the IMARC report has published. So it's just double. So if you see, that's almost a CAGR of 16-17%. So
okay,
in line of that, domestic market will support, and if we start to be flexible and more, we are adding more products, and we also have plans for future expansions in south markets. So currently we have two manufacturing units. One is in east part of India, Howrah, and one we have in north part of India, that is Jhajjar, Haryana. So we do somehow miss the South Indian market. So in 2027, in FY27, we are focusing on establishing a new manufacturing facility. We are, the work isn't like, the thought is in pipeline. We are planning right now. So we are planning to set up a new business in the South India, somewhere near Nagpur or Chennai.
Okay. Lastly, FY27, can you close with can you reach mid-teen EBITDA margins with the major revenue coming from, or more revenue coming from Flux Core Wire in the next year, and the business as usual also sees operating efficiency and better margins? So do you think you can reach mid-teens?
So that will be difficult to comment right now.
We are very much hopeful.
It's a very good possibility, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And please, if you could, just a suggestion, if you could share a presentation in the future with all your product segments and opportunity and expansions and all, it will be greatly helpful. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ashish Malani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Please proceed with your question.
Yes. So I would like to know, what is the installed capacity for Flux Core right now?
That is approximately 1800 metric tons per annum.
Okay, and at 70-80% utilization, let's say you reach there by the end of this year, 70%, then how much revenue can it do at 70% full utilization, 80% utilization?
Right, if we run around 70-80%, we expect a 30 crore revenue from that.
Okay, okay. And what are the EBITDA margins? Around 20-25%, you said, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, okay. And can you please tell a little bit about, like, in trading, what are your margins and what it is that you generally trade in? Like, the majority of trading revenue comes from products?
So generally, we have MUs from Steel Third India. So we trade in wire rods. So it's not our main focus. It's just that sometimes we have a supply, or we have an extra supply of wire rods. And if the market supports, or if there's any inquiries, we trade the wire rods to customers for a minimum margin. So the margin there is approximately 2-3%. So it's just that we look for an additional revenue, additional margins. It's not our primary focus, sir.
Okay. And for your trading, how much working capital is required just for this trading activities right now? How much is dedicated for trading?
As I said, we do not focus on that. We mainly procure it for our own consumption. But when we see the market is going ups and downs, or the if we see any opportunity, that's how we like sell off some of our raw materials to save our costs and to earn extra profits on the same.
Okay, got it. And can you please tell a little bit about the automation you have done and how does it affect your existing production timelines?
So earlier, we used to run a traditional type of OTO wire drawing machines. So the thing was, it used to start from single drums. So we have to like manually operate all the single drums. And that would cause like more time, more energy cost, and less efficiency and less drawing power. But with the automation, new wire drawing machines, with that, with a single click, you can run whole machine and the production is faster, giving us approximately 20 to 25% higher. So that is our first primary stage of our production stage. So with the increased output of 20-25%, it will help us to cater and have a stock for our second and third stage of production.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. So no, I just wanted to understand, like, how does the production timeline generally goes up? Like, how much does it increase your overall production capacity or time to market? Like, can you give some numbers on that?
It will increase. The output increases 25%. So so in a day, if the output increases 25%, so it increases the production capacity and also reduces the production timeline. So it helps us to cater it to different sizes, because in electrodes and MIG wires, we have different sizes. So some of the sizes take lower time to produce and some take higher time. So when we go for a thinner gauge of wires, the production generally takes a huge time. So we were having a bottleneck on that particular grade. Now with this machine coming up and installed in the month of October, we expect to have better production and increasing efficiency. Our efficiency right now for utilization of machinery is around 65-70%. We expect by the end of the year that it should go up to 75-77%.
Got it. And so if you can tell a little bit about your IPO-related expense. So was that already incurred in H1 of this year, if I'm right? And how much was it?
Mr. Neeraj will be able to answer this.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, can you please come again with the question?
Your IPO-related expenses, mm-hmm. expenses, were they already incurred in H1? And if yes, how much was it?
IPO expenses, you know, it was 4.15 crores.
Okay.
And that was incurred, like, you know, in H1 itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And sir, if you could just one last question. For next 3 years, like, what is it, what is the kind of mix that you are looking between trading and revenue, and where do you see your revenues growing, like, from a 3 to 4 years perspective?
See, from here, you know, in next 3 years' time, we expect, you know, our revenues to, you know, means cross or touch, you know, close to, say, 450 to 500 in between. And the product mix, you know, the manufacturing definitely is scaling up. So that there's a, maybe, you know, right now we see a marginal improvement, but definitely that improvement, you know, means will further, that mix will further increase, the manufacturing mix will increase as vis-a-vis, you know, the trading. And we plan that by next 3 to 4 years, I think the trading turnover should be, you know, means less than 15% of our total top line.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Shankar Vishwas, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible? Hello.
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Sure. So I won't ask any technical questions. I have everything that I wanted to ask. The only question that I have is pretty generic. So what are the biggest constraints that you think stopping you from doubling your revenue in next maybe 2 to 3 years?
I think we just answered this, that where do you see yourself, you know, say 3 to 4 years down the line? So we see ourselves like, you know, doubling our revenue in next 3 to 4 years' time.
And what about the challenges that you're foreseeing in upcoming years?
See, challenges could be, you know, the government policies. Because everything, you know, depends, you know, how the government policies are, the infrastructure development, because we are directly related to, you know, development of infrastructure. So, you know, we are catering more to the fabrication industry, railways. So it's all on the government spending. So there is, you know, you can say not 100% dependency, but definitely there is a bit of dependency, you know, on the government spending as well. And I believe, you know, all the industries, in a way, they are directly, indirectly, you know, connected with, you know, the government spending.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question from the line of Rajesh Verma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Yes. How has raw material prices trended this year, and like, what is your outlook for H2? Hello?
Hello. Yes, sir. There's a question. The raw material prices for this year, as compared to last year, it has gone down, sir. And the market has slowed down in the segment of raw materials. And for the H2 also, we do not see a increase of any prices. So we expect the same stable prices for the H2 itself.
Okay. And like, what is the demand outlook from infrastructure and industrial customers for the next 2-3 quarters?
So we expect a good demand for at least next 2 quarters, which is the H2 of this year, as these in general trends we are seeing that the government projects have to be completed by the year end. So we expect a huge demand as compared to the coming 2 quarters. And it should continue for the third quarter, that is April to May. But we foresee a good demand in the coming months.
Okay. And last question. Will the company see an increase in debtors day and inventory days due to demand fluctuations in the next quarter?
Sorry, sir, please, can you please repeat your question?
Yes. Yes. I'm asking, like, will the company see an increase in debtors days and inventory days due to demand fluctuations?
So the demand will increase. So of course, our debtors will increase as we generally tend to distribute our products on credit terms. So with higher demand and higher sales, our debtors will increase.
Okay.
Our working capital cycle generally ranges between, you know, 90 to say 105, 110 days. So that is what the trend had been, and this is how it is going to continue. So somewhere between 3 months to 4 months is the complete working capital cycle.
Okay, 3 to 4 months. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Neelam from HNI. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead, ma'am.
My first question is, could you share any early operational or financial benefits already visible from the IPO funded initiative?
Financial benefit in terms of, we did not get it. Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So financial benefits, see, we are repaying our debt. So mm-hmm. So since we are repaying our debt, so obviously there will be an benefit in terms of the interest, what you know means we were foregoing. So that benefit will be there, plus for additional working capital, you know means, which has also you know means come in, so that is supporting like you know the demand as well as you know the growth what we are projecting, so which will help you know in improving in our which will help in improving our margins.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. My second question is, how do you see the product mix evolving over the next 2-3 years with FlexCode Wire, and what share of revenues or volumes could it potentially contribute?
See, in terms of, I just mentioned, you know, a couple of minutes back, and see, when we talk about between, say, manufacturing and trading,
yes.
First, you know, let us take it holistically. So, manufacturing and trading, we see the manufacturing percentage improving and the trading percentage going down. So, that will also, you know, means improve, you know, in terms of your margins also. That will help in improvement of margins, because in the trading business, so the margins are relatively thin, and with our manufacturing, you know, business going up or growing, so there it will contribute, you know, means to the EBITDA at the EBITDA level. So obviously, which will have a positive impact, you know, on the PAT margins. And between, you know, the product mix, electrodes, MIG wires, and flux core wire, so the contribution, you know, will be somewhere, I would say, you know, 3 to 4 years down the line, you know, 35 to 40%, you know, will be your electrodes, maybe 35 to 40% your MIG wires, both MS and SS put together, and balance, you know, would be your flux core.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And
you.
Among the core end user industries, fabrication, infra, engineering, where are you seeing the strongest demand momentum going into H2?
See, in H2, as far as fabrication goes, that is a continuous thing. Generally, it slows down, you know, during monsoons, and now again, you know, it has picked up. So this will continue till, you know, maybe, you know, end of May or till mid-June. So that should continue. And we are also, you know, supplying to the wagon industry, so which caters to the railways.
Okay.
So there, you know, we see again, you know, continuous demand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And Classic Electrodes has posted steady growth. What structural factors within your manufacturing or sales process give you confidence in sustaining this performance?
I did not get your question here.
Sir, Classic Electrodes has posted steady growth. What structural factors within your manufacturing or sales process give you confidence in sustaining this performance?
Okay, yes. So there's a steady growth.
Sir, I'm asking what structural factors within your manufacturing or sales process give you confidence in sustaining this performance?
As we highlighted that on the manufacturing piece, there we are seeing an improvement there, and with this introduction of Flux-Core wire, we now have the entire basket of products. So obviously, when you are say going to any customer where you have say only say 7 out of 10 products, and where you have 10 out of 10 products, so that is where you at least bring a difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, thank you, sir. Are you considering further portfolio upgrades or specialty products after Flux-Core wire?
We are, this is a continuous, or you can say this is an ongoing R&D which you keep doing it. So where, you keep upgrading yourself, as well as you try to make, more complex electrodes. So that R&D is something which is an ongoing thing, so which will continue.
Okay, sir.
So where you try to introduce better product with, a lower cost.
Okay. Okay, sir. Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Ruchika Shah for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, and on behalf of Classic Electrodes Limited, I extend our sincere gratitude to all our investors and analysts who joined today's earnings call. Your trust, engagement, and continued support truly strengthen our journey. We remain committed to transparency, performance, and creating a long-term value for all our stakeholders. Thank you once again for being an integral part of our growth journey.
Thank you, ma'am. On behalf of Classic and Equivisions Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you everyone for attending the call.
Thank you everyone for attending the call. Have a good day.
Thank you.